Email's usually better, but whatever's easiest for you.
Arizona Discount Appliance, Diego.
Diego, hey, is Jeffrey in?
There's no Jeffrey that works here.
Oh, perfect. Then I have terrible information. Well, maybe you can point me in the right direction. I'm looking for either the owner or CFO, controller, anyone who helps out with the finances, really.
You know, it would be the owner. And unfortunately, he's not here. He's probably not going to be back into the store, I'd say, for maybe 3 or 4 weeks.
Ooh, okay. Well, then just go ahead and shoot me his email, and then I'll just reach out to him like that way. And
what is it regarding? I'm the manager.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah, my name is John. I'm with Cardiff, and I'm just following up on some past financing he did with General Electric, and I just wanted to circle back around with him and just chit-chat some business.
Okay, so you're calling in regards to finances that was done with GE?
Yeah.
Directly with GE?
Yeah, it was like three years ago, it looks like, yeah, in December of 2013.
Okay, give me just a moment. Let me put you in contact with Bruce real fast, because he was here at that time. So give me a second. Your name?
John. Sorry, John.
No. John, okay, give me just a second.
This is Bruce.
Hey, Bruce. How you doing today, man?
Good, good.
Good, good, good. Same here, man. Well, hey, yeah, I'm just calling to follow up on some previous financing your business had done with GE about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And because of that that finance history you have with them, we were able to get you approved for some more equipment financing or even some working capital, if that's what you're looking for. Up to $250,000. So I'm just kind of circling the wagons here, just trying to see how business is going.
It's been really good.
That's really awesome. Really, that's really good to hear. Where are your sales at?
You mean volume wise or?
Yeah. Top line.
750 or 800.
That's awesome. So you guys are up a little bit.
Yeah. So are you with GE?
No, that's a big negative. That's under the UCC filing, but they're in our subsidiaries of lenders, so we're all kind of interconnected here in the lending industry. And your history with them qualifies you with us, and we actually can get you better rates and better programs based upon that. And so I'm just calling to touch base and talk a little business, just see how you guys are doing, if there's any needs that need to get met, and you know, I'm just want to learn more about your business, really. That's what our whole company is about. Like, I'm sure you get calls from other lenders, and they're probably just trying to shark you, and if you say no, they're out. Really, what we're trying to do is we want to create relationships with business owners, and so moving forward, when a financing opportunity comes up, we can at least be in the conversation to be able to compete for your business. So that's kind of where we're at. So what kind of financing did you guys do in the past? Was it to open a new warehouse or get some inventory, or what was it for?
Mostly inventory.
Inventory.
But subsequently, the store, I owned the store then, but I don't anymore.
Yeah.
And the guy that you really need to talk to, I'm going to give you his name.
Awesome.
He's not here right now, but I think it's important that you touch base with him.
Definitely.
His name is Eric. Last name is Maldonado. Maldonado.
Okay. And is he the guy who's going to be out for like 3 weeks?
No. Okay. Diego was out for a while.
Okay.
No, Eric's actually, he's just in California, and he should be back next week. But I think.
Where in California? Where in California did he go?
You know, in somewhere in the L.A. area.
Oh, okay, cool. Because we're just south of there. We're in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're right in La Jolla. Yeah, man. So we have you know, gorgeous weather just like y'all have out there in Arizona.
Have nicer weather than we do.
You know, it's to each their own. Some people like that dry heat. You know, I know my uncle and my grandpa love it out there.
That's awesome.
You know, in Scottsdale.
Reach out to Eric maybe the middle to the end of next week, because I think it'd be worth your while to touch base with him.
No, definitely. What's his direct dial?
This is the best place to get
him. Okay, just get through him. What about an email? So I can just prep him with a little information.
Yeah. Hang on, let me see if I
have. Yeah, no problem. No rush, man.
Okay, it's Eric, E-R-I-K, mm-hmm. underscore, his last name Maldonado, M-A-L-D-O-N-A-D-O,
yep.
67, at yahoo.com.
At Yahoo, perfect. All right, and you said like maybe Tuesday or Wednesday next week?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he should be back.
Okay, perfect. All right, cool. Well, I'm going to reach out to my email, and I'm definitely going to follow back up next week because it sounds like you guys might have a need, or
you know, I honestly don't know. I know that he's going to be expanding here shortly.
Oh, great.
I don't know when, but you know, you might just visit with him and get some information. Make touch base with him.
No, that's perfect. I really appreciate your help, man. And and what was your name was Bruce, right?
My last name is Hallberg, H-A-L-L-B-E-R-G.
B-E-R-G. All right, Bruce. Hey, man, it was really, really great talking to you today. Hopefully we'll get to speak again, at least, you know, if not, I'll get to speak to Eric. And, you know, I'm just going to follow up, and hopefully I'll be able to help you guys grow and kind of, you know, get to the next step. If you're ready to expand, we're ready to help. So I'm very excited for this opportunity, Bruce.
Fantastic.
All right, brother. Well, hey, we'll talk soon, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.